Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Shagun Chopra with the world news. The headlines. Indian vessel Shivalik carrying 46,000 metric tons of LPG reaches Mundra port in Gujarat after crossing Strait of Hormuz. Another vessel Nanda Devi to arrive tomorrow. Western allies reject US President Donald Trump's call for NATO help to reopen Strait of Hormuz. Conflict in West Asia escalates as Israel expands ground operations in southern Lebanon. Tehran rejects ceasefire call. Afghanistan carries out drone strike on a Pakistani military camp in South Waziristan. And Ayush and Tanvi to lead Indian challenge at Orleans Masters Super 300 Badminton Tournament in France tomorrow. LPG carrier vessel Shivalik carrying 46,000 metric tons of liquefied petroleum gas LPG from Qatar reached Mundra port in Gujarat this evening. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, Special Secretary at Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Rajesh Kumar Sinha informed that another Indian vessel carrying LPG, Nanda Devi, will arrive tomorrow. He added that an Indian-flagged vessel, Jaglatki, which sailed from the UAE, is safely en route to India.
In the DG Shipping, we are keeping continuous watch on the situation. We are in touch with each vessel and its crew. The Indian flag vessel Jaglatki, which sailed from UAE on 14th of March, is carrying about 81,000 of Murban crude oil, is safely en route to India and will be reaching tomorrow at Mundra port.
Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that crude oil is available in sufficient quantity and all refineries are operating at their highest capacity across the country. She added that petrol pumps are functioning normally and no dryouts are reported anywhere.
Our refineries are operating at full capacity and there is increase in the domestic production of LPG and now it is almost around 36% of what we were producing before 5th March.
The United Kingdom and Germany have rejected US President Donald Trump's call for the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz during the escalating West Asia war triggered by US-Israeli strikes on Iran, stressing that the conflict is not a mission for the alliance. The pushback came after President Trump urged US allies and major powers to send warships to help escort oil tankers through the Strait of Hormuz, the critical Gulf shipping corridor that Iran has effectively closed to US and allied traffic during the conflict. Speaking at a press conference today, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said Britain is working with allies on a plan to reopen the Strait of Hormuz but will not be drawn into the wider war.
Our priority is always the national interest, and so we have been clear and consistent in our objectives throughout this conflict. We will protect our people in the region while taking the necessary action to defend ourselves and our allies. We will not be drawn into the wider war, and we will keep working towards a swift resolution that brings security and stability back to the region.
Meanwhile, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz's spokesman said the West Asia war has nothing to do with NATO and is not NATO's war, highlighting European reluctance to involve the military alliance in the conflict. US President Donald Trump today in a media conference said since the beginning of West Asia war, US has destroyed more than 7,000 sites in Iran.
The world, through the United States, with the help of Israel, is doing what should have been done many years ago. Since the beginning of the conflict, we've struck more than 7,000 targets across Iran, and these have been mostly commercial and military targets. We've achieved a 90% reduction in their ballistic missile launches and a 95% reduction in drone attacks. The missiles are trickling in now at very low levels because they don't have too many missiles left. We've also attacked the manufacturing plants.
The conflict across West Asia has widened in the past few hours as Israel confirmed an expansion of its ground operations in southern Lebanon, while missile exchanges with Iran continue. In Iran, officials signaled continued defiance, with the foreign ministry stating that Tehran is not seeking a ceasefire and will continue its response following Israeli strikes. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi has said the strait remains open to global trade but closed to vessels from the United States, Israel and their allies. Countries in the Gulf Cooperation Council have issued a joint statement with the United Kingdom, condemning attacks on civilian infrastructure. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Authorities in the United Arab Emirates say air defense systems intercepted 6 ballistic missiles and 21 drones launched from Iran today. The incident comes as UAE continues to manage disruptions following a drone strike near Dubai International Airport that had sparked a fire close to the airport facilities. The country remains on heightened alert, but it is maintaining a restrained and measured response. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs is coordinating with international partners while tightening security around key infrastructure, including the port of Fujairah, where a fire was reported due to drone strike. Italian Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani has praised UAE's approach, urging dialogue to prevent further escalation across West Asia. Meanwhile, Iran told the United Nations that it would not submit to unlawful aggression and warned that its population faces serious risk from the ongoing strikes. Vinod Kumar for World News, Dubai.
This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Afghanistan's Ministry of Defense has confirmed that it carried out a targeted drone strike on a Pakistani military camp in the Wana area of South Waziristan in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. The strike came in response to the overnight airstrikes by Islamabad in Kandahar province. According to the ministry's statement, the drone strike hit facilities used by the commandos of the Special Service Group and other military installations. The ministry said that the strike caused heavy casualties and damage to Pakistani forces. Pakistani officials have not yet confirmed statement regarding the Afghan drone strike. Earlier, Pakistani forces conducted airstrikes in parts of Afghanistan's Kandahar province overnight. In Pakistan, at least 8 women were killed and over 30 were injured after the roof of a government building collapsed in Rahimyar Khan district of Punjab province today. Talking to reporters, district's deputy commissioner Zaheer Anwar said a large number of women seeking financial assistance under the government-funded program had gathered at a women's center's rooftop hall to collect the amount when it caved in. Kazakhstan's voters have approved a referendum on a new constitution that is expected to strengthen the authority of President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev in Central Asia's largest country today. Preliminary results released by the country's Central Election Commission show that more than 87% of voters supported the proposed constitutional amendments in yesterday's vote. In Japan, 2 persons lost their lives and 2 others were injured after 2 boats carrying 21 people capsized off the coast of Henoko, Okinawa today. Rescue teams pulled all passengers from the water. 18 of those on board were high school students from Kyoto, visiting the area as part of a peace education program to observe the Henoko site, where plans to relocate the U.S. Marine Corps Air Station Futanema have sparked nearly 3 decades of protests. In badminton, senior player Kidambi Srikant and youngsters Ayush Shetty and Tanvi Sharma will lead India's challenge at the Orleans Masters Super 300 tournament beginning in France tomorrow. Other senior shuttler H.S. Pranoy has pulled out of the tournament due to a shoulder injury occurred during the Swiss Open in Basel last week. Former world number 1 and currently ranked 30th, Kidambi Srikant will face Denmark's Magnus Johansson in the first round of men's singles. 8 seed and world number 25 Ayush Shetty will open this campaign against Li Chia-Hao of Chinese Taipei. India's overall exports combining merchandise and services increased by 5.8% to over $790 billion on an annual basis during the last 11 months of this fiscal year. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Indian vessel Shivalik carrying 46,000 metric tons of LPG reaches Mundra port in Gujarat after crossing Strait of Hormuz. Another vessel, Nanda Devi, to arrive tomorrow. Western allies reject US President Donald Trump's call for NATO help to reopen Strait of Hormuz. Conflict in West Asia escalates as Israel expands ground operations in southern Lebanon. Tehran rejects ceasefire call. Afghanistan carries out drone strike on a Pakistani military camp in South Waziristan. And Ayush and Tanvi to lead Indian challenge at Orleans Masters Super 300 badminton tournament in France tomorrow. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. Stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.